now to an ongoing and indeed growing problem, it seems. Those householders affected by the mica issue, the defective building blocks which are used in the construction of their houses, a problem that is not just growing in numbers affected, but growing geographically as well, not just confined as it was previously to counties Donegal and Mayo. Now more and more householders in County Sligo are coming forward to say they too are affected. Let's go to line four. Martin from Donegal. Martin Homer from Donegal is on the line. Martin, good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, Niall.
Tell us what you've been told.
Well, I'm one of these unfortunate householders with mica. Quickly, we built our house in 2007, finished it in 2008. We noticed a lot of cracking after the bad frost, I think it was, of 2012. So we took steps after that to consaw them out and plaster it up. But within 2 years, we were back to where we were, and maybe even worse, there was more besides that. So I think realistically speaking, from 2015, we knew what we had. But we sat on the fence because the scheme that was in place up to now, it was more of a 60-40 than a 90-10. So I, like a lot of other people, just didn't do anything. But the last 6 to 8 months, I don't know what's going on with my house and my garage, but it just seems to be taking off like a rocket. A few of my friends are actually in the same boat.
Yeah, and you were aware back in 2015, Martin, maybe that it was related to the mica problem?
Yes, I think we were. I think we were watching prime time, myself and my wife, and we were looking at this prime time show about this mica that everybody was talking about, and we just looked at one another. You just get that sick feeling in your stomach, you know, could this be us? But it turned out it was us. So we kind of had a good idea from 2015 on that we kind of knew what we had. As I was saying, the cracking has got so bad that I decided to, you know, I think maybe it's time we contacted an engineer or something, which I did. He arrived with us on Friday of last week, and driving up to the house, he came out and he says, you know, Martin, this doesn't look too good. He says, this is as bad as I've seen. Now, to be honest, we're looking at it every day. I didn't really pass that much remarks on it. But anyway, we continued to walk around the house, around the garage, and he asked, was there many cracks inside? And I said, there was some, but not that many. The majority was outside. But after him walking around inside with us, he obviously knew what he was looking for, because he found cracks inside that I didn't even know I had.
Yeah.
So myself, my wife, and the engineer were standing on the kitchen floor, and he said, listen, I'm really sorry to have to inform you, folks, but you are looking at a complete demolition of your house.
The whole house has to go, Martin.
You know, this, we kind of had an idea, but to have someone standing on your kitchen floor telling you, our hearts just fell into our shoes.
Well, as we've been hearing from so many families, including yourself, this is more than just bricks and mortar. You've been there, as you say, what, 14 years now in that house?
Yeah. Even the talking that we're doing about it, as I say, nobody really knows the topic of conversation that was on around the kitchen table of a mica infested home. Now, I'm a father of four. My oldest is 14, my youngest is 6. Even my little 6-year-old, about 3-4 weeks ago, we were putting her to bed herself, and her sister sleeps in a double bed upstairs, so I was going up to say goodnight, and I was going out the door. And the next thing, she pipes up and she says, Daddy, when do you think we're going to have to move out? And I said, why would we be moving out? And she says, well, we have mica. They're going to have to knock the house down, aren't they? And I said, what put that into your head? And she says, well, we have mica. She's still going to have to knock it, aren't they? Oh, I was gutted now to hear that, you know. It's bad enough that myself and my wife are having the stress and the worry of this, but we were well taken back when it's obviously playing on the children's mind. Now, the wee girl's only 6.
Yeah.
You try to turn it around and said, listen, if we have to move out, don't worry about it. We'll make it into a big adventure or something for a year or something. It'll be fine. But we were gutted to hear our little 6-year-old piping just out of the blue. I couldn't believe it. Now, that really hurt us now, just because you're not directly speaking about it in front of her. But listen, everybody's talking about it. The children all hear about it.
Having received that quite devastating news, Martin, what is the reality for you now? Where do you go when this demolition starts? What do you do? How are you going to cope as a family?
Well, about 2 months ago, myself and my wife, we actually thought about converting upstairs in the garage. We were actually going to move into the garage. Myself, my wife and their four children were going to move upstairs into the garage while the remedial work was going to be done on the house. But as it turns out, the house is as bad, and the garage is as bad, and if not worse than the house. I have a wall that's actually pushing out in the back of the garage. I think he said it was between 10 and 15 mil at the minute. I'm to keep an eye on that, because when it goes to 30 mil, we're in imminent of a danger. We're in danger of an imminent collapse, was the exact words that he used. So the idea of us possibly converting the garage into living space for a while has that's not going to obviously work now. Listen, we only got this news last Friday, and to be totally honest with you, I don't think it is fully at us yet. Yeah. We had a confirmation in the house as well in the last few days, and to be truthful about it, neither myself nor my wife have really had a chance to sit down and discuss what's coming down the track.
Yeah, and of course you're aware of the well, I'm sure you're part of, maybe you are part of the campaign for redress, adequate redress and so forth. So as it stands, you're going to be out of pocket quite an amount of money, Martin, and that's an added worry, obviously.
Absolutely. I mean, okay, we have to get the process. We have to stop using the word hopefully, and we need 100% redress. It only covers the family home, as I only discovered myself last Friday. It doesn't cover the garage. So my garage is bison slabs and that as well. So, you know, even if we get the 100% for the house, which we're all pushing for, we're all putting our shoulder to the wheel, and we need it. But even if we get 100, if I get 100% for the house tomorrow, I'm still snookered. I still have a garage that's falling down. So either way, I'm going to lose. I'm self-employed. I've both hips replaced. I have my earning capacity has been well reduced. Our oldest is 14. It's something at our age of our lives that you just don't want to go back thinking that you're going to be starting at the bottom again. But it's we'll have to jump whatever hurdle comes our direction. But the government, you know, they need to examine why the standards weren't followed, which is leaving me, like so many other of us, that on the same boat. But listen, that's a separate issue.
For now, as you say, trying to come to terms. I mean, hugely upsetting for you and your young family, Martin, no question.
It's an unmerciful upheaval. As I said, you know, yourself and your wife are sitting around the kitchen table when the children go to bed having a conversation about things that, at our stage in our life, we shouldn't be talking about things like this. As I said, nobody knows, unless you actually have it, the topic of conversation that goes on around the kitchen table of a Mike and Cest at home. It's just, it's heartbreaking. You can't plan anything. All we're doing at the moment is changing light bulbs. But that's the devastating news that we got last Friday. But I'm not on this boat alone. There's loads of other people that are on the same boat as myself. But that's what came to our door last Friday. Now, he was originally looking at... our engineer was looking, he said, listen, you could be looking up to a year to get the core sampling done. So I said, that's fine. But anyway, after he came out and seen the severity of the house, he said, listen, I'm afraid I'm going to have to pull all this forward. So the time frame that I'm sitting on at the moment is that he hopes to have the core sampling done within 6 months. We're going to have to wait for the results of that core sampling to come back. That'll take another 6 months. So he said, realistically speaking, in between 18 months and 2 years, they're probably looking at pulling our house down. I don't know if I was naive or had my head in the sand, but I was expecting another 3, 4, possibly 5 years out of it. So to get that news was just...